The Southeast Alaska Power Agency serves Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. And over the past 5 years, many households have been converting from diesel heating oil to electric heating. And from that, SEPA has seen a 50% increase in hydropower use in the region. This increase has pushed SEPA to take a serious look at electric and water sources and what can be developed to ensure that power needs continue to be met in the years to come. Recently, SEPA filed a preliminary permit request to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission for Sunrise Lake, located on Woronofsky Island in the Wrangell Borough. Vice Chair of SEPA and Wrangell Mayor Jeremy Maxand says the increased use of hydropower is a concern. While the region's not in a serious pinch yet, he says it's time to begin looking at alternative sources of power, such as Sunrise Lake.
And this is a project that is in the city and borough of Wrangell. It's a project that has been on our capital list for development, at least for primarily as a domestic water supply. And it's one that it's estimated would provide about 4 megs of power. So it's a small project, but it's one that may fit in with our existing hydro projects on the SEPA system. It's one that's close to a transmission line. And it's one that is dual use in that it can generate electricity, but it can also provide domestic water to Wrangell.
SEPA CEO Dave Carlson says if the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approves the preliminary permit for Sunrise Lake, it will give SEPA a few years to do environmental and feasibility studies to make sure it's the right project for the existing power system.
We'll be putting together a study plan. We have 3 years, and we'll be taking a hard look at the economics and engineering first and then starting discussions with agencies. And assuming that FERC does grant us the preliminary permit, there's a process where folks can intervene in the process, and we would certainly encourage folks to do that so they can be at the table and they can fully understand and provide input into what the process will be.
Maxand believes if approved, the financing of Sunrise Lake as a hydropower project would be best done by SEPA, while he says Wrangell would still have control of the domestic water supply.
You know, hydropower projects are expensive. They're big. They take a lot of money and a lot of time, and they have a lot of risk. And I think the trend and I think the smart move is to go at these efforts collectively, to go at these efforts publicly, and to share the risk and to share the benefit. And that is how we're going to move together as a borough, and that's how we're going to move together as a region.
Wrangell resident Ernie Christian recently spoke at a Wrangell Borough Assembly meeting regarding his concern of SEPA developing Sunrise Lake. Christian believes Wrangell should be in total control of Sunrise and its water supply to ensure that Wrangell has enough water and electricity during the heavy power use months.
My main issue is that we have another entity involved in that, namely SEPA, which we buy our electric power from. And my issue there is that, you know, we have another, just a governmental entity that we have to deal with, as opposed to if Wrangell was able to develop that on our own, then we'd only have to deal with ourselves, basically, as opposed to having to go through another entity to get another source of water.
SEPA's CEO Dave Carlson expects it will be 3 to 4 months before the preliminary permit status is determined. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.